always be clear where you get your conservative talk.
The St. Louis Business Journal is now reporting that liberal billionaire George Soros is the largest shareholder of Odyssey,
the parent company of KMOX and 97.1 Talk.
Soros' maneuver raises critical questions about the future of media ownership and influence.
Money and attention is power. And when he has the money and he controls what's on the radio stations, he's going to be able to control the minds, essentially hundreds of millions of Americans.
St. Louis's trusted source and number one.
For conservative talk.
This is News Talk STL.
Vic Porcelli.
Come on, you're Italian. You understand.
Every day is a busy day all of a sudden.
You talking to me?
Tough and smart, and I love Italian, so, you know, he's definitely Italian.
At least I have this show to come and talk about it and let some stuff up.
What kind of a show are you guys putting on here today?
The Vic Porcelli Show.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I got my headphones. I was drinking my coffee. Sometimes you... Wait, you have to plug these in?
You didn't plug it in.
Oh, way too loud. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. So prepared. Hi, good morning, freedom lovers. What a terrible opening to the show.
Oh, well, it happens, Vic.
Ken, good morning, baby.
Good morning, Vic.
All right, so Wednesday, middle of the week. Ken... You know this, okay? Ken gives me so much information, five hours worth of information for a 2-hour show, and a million great clips, you know, audio clips. And so we figured since we have so much, we might do a bonus play me some Biden today.
And another play me something.
Yeah, something else.
Special.
Yeah. In a good way.
Yeah.
That's how we'll start, and then a bonus edition of Play Me Some Biden. Donna Jackson from Project 21. You know, this whole Title IX thing, you know how I love editorial cartoons. I can't remember who it was. It might have been Branko. He had two track and field runners at the start of the race. One's a guy, you know, you can see like he's got a beard,
yeah,
and all, and the other's a girl, and the girl's got she's chained. So she can't go anywhere.
Yeah.
That's so perfect. And what's happening with this Title IX changes?
Absolutely.
And somebody is going to get killed. I hate to go that far, but a girl is going to get killed.
You know, it hasn't been too long ago since my daughter was playing softball for high school as a pitcher. And I would have told her, walk off. Yeah. I would have said, just walk off the field. I know it would have upset her probably. She probably would have gotten really mad at me. But I would want her to walk off the field.
Well, if you did, Ken, and now when she looks back, she'd be like, well, my dad was pretty smart.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm telling you, a girl's going to get killed, and I don't even know if that'll change things.
I've been hit by a ball before, point blank, in the forehead.
Oh my God,
as a pitcher. I know what it's like for a guy to hit me and knock me out. Mm. I was knocked out.
Mm.
And I don't want the potential of my daughter getting brain damage because some guy smacking a ball right back at her face.
Yeah. When I was in high school... I was running home on a play, and the ball and me got there at the same time, and I had a barrel into the catcher, and the kid hit his head on the plate, and he was out. They had to take him off on a stretcher.
Wow.
Not because I'm so strong and big, because the plate is hard. The plate's not a base like it's soft. The plate is hard.
Yeah.
And he hit the back of his head, and I was like, oh, my God, did I kill this kid? So what if I was a girl?
Yeah.
Can't do that at all anymore. Block the plate. You can't. Barrel into the catcher.
That's a whole other story.
It's a whole other story. And that maybe we should go into one day.
We should probably even do an uncensored Porcelli's Deli Uncensored on that.
Write that down.
Okay.
Write that down. Yesterday's Porcelli's Deli Uncensored was dropped at noon.
Actually, we have clips of that.
It was, it's about customer service, right?
Yeah.
Let's hear a little bit. We were in Schnucks. This is 30 years ago. We're in Schnucks. And Jessica took a loaf of bread. That was marked like $1.30 something. It was really cheap. And she went to check it out, and it checked out for more than what the sign said it would, you know? So she says, this was right by the sign that said $1, you know, I'll bring you there, you know? And they were like, oh, well, I'm sorry, we can't give it to you for that price. So they wouldn't do it. They wouldn't do the lower price. So Jessica took the loaf of bread and wrung it like it was a wet rag, squeezed it, turned it. Because now you'll get nothing for it. And she threw it on the counter and she walked out. Good
nice.
Point, though,
that's
right?
That's the kind of
she does because she's a Jersey girl. Don't fuck with a Jersey girl.
Oh, my God. Not only that, Vic, but she deserves that because of what they put her through.
Right. But now look at the end result. They're not going to get a dime for it.
Oh, well.
Because it was, I mean, you had to see it, Ken. It was squished up and wrung out like a rag.
Hire qualified people. That's right. What I say.
There's some filthy language in there.
Nasty language.
Makes it fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Ken, Pledge of Allegiance. Sorry, I forgot to do that. Who's leading us today?
From Veterans History Project, we've got Larry Balsamo. Remember him?
He made the videos with the veterans.
Yeah,
right?
And I think I saw him on the news recently.
Oh,
yeah, it was cool.
Larry, go ahead.
My name is Larry Balsamo.
We know.
I am with the Missouri Veteran History Project.
We know that.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It's like a Hawaiian scene there on the TV.
Something.
All right, good morning. So let's get down to business here, shall we?
Yeah.
Donald Trump. Donald John Grover Cleveland Trump. You know him?
Yeah.
He's running for president. You wouldn't know it, right?
Right.
Because of all the trials that he's got to go through and everything. Now, I don't know when, I should know, of course, but I don't know when the Supreme Court's going to make the decision on his immunity or not, you know? I think it's either today or tomorrow.
Yeah.
24 or 25. What's today? It's either today or tomorrow. And when they do that, if they rule that he has immunity, then does he get to slap Jack Smith around a little bit?
Well, if he gets immunity, I'm sure he's going to be able to have most of the cases dismissed.
Now, speaking of Jack Smith, did you see the story where this judge made them unredact some of the files about the Mar-a-Lago raid?
Yeah.
And there was clearly meetings and conversations between Biden and the DOJ. And that, you know, I mean, what's going on?
That, you know what? That could be a segment in and of itself, Vic, because, I'm talking about how everything comes out and it's so obvious that they're doing this stuff. They're trigger happy toward Trump, but nobody can do anything about it. You know, like you read this stuff and you go, oh my God, look, it's right here. Look, listen, read it, the mm-hmm. whole thing. And then you say, but what's going to be done about it?
Right. Well, who says that?
That's a whole segment by itself.
So, but the point is, Biden made it, he went out of his way to say, I'm not going to tell the DOJ what to do.
Yeah.
Remember when he said that?
Right.
It's everything, well, everything the Democrats say, the opposite is true. But also, when they go out of their way, this was the most secure election in history, right?
Yeah.
When they go out of their way.
Right.
You know it's a lie. So stop right there. Stop, put the brakes on, come to a screeching halt right there and say, wait a minute, is that true? So when Biden said, I'm not going to tell the DOJ what to do, I'm not going to tell him who to prosecute, I'm not going to tell him to go to Donald Trump's house at Mar-a-Lago and take all the classified documents, you know he did.
Exactly right. Yeah.
So eventually in November, when Donald Trump gets elected, hopefully this immunity decision that's supposed to come down will get us out of this and let him get out there and campaign, you know?
And if they don't give him complete immunity as president, the first thing that this... Okay, I know. This Republican Party...
Oh, God.
That's doing nothing, by the way.
Yep, I agree.
In the U.S. Senate and in the House. If they don't immediately... say, okay, Joe Biden needs to be investigated, and he is not immune from any of the things that are happening right now. They've got to be able to at least start this stuff, Vic. Or it's over. I mean, Joe Biden's guilty of so many things, but they say, oh, but he was president. He's president right now.
So you can't
investigate him.
Can I relate that to something locally, or at least within the state? Remember, we were talking to Tim Jones a few weeks ago. We're talking about Caleb Rowden, the guy who took away all the committee assignments from the Freedom Caucus guys, took away their parking spaces like a great big baby. And I said to Tim, I said, well, why doesn't Caleb Rowden just run as a Democrat? And it stunned him. I mean, Tim like got stunned
in
silence for like 10 seconds, you know? So I guess the same question for some of these rhinos, as we call them, which I'm getting sick of that name, by the way, too. I'm getting sick of that word because it's not strong enough.
It isn't. It's overused.
Traitor needs to be somewhere in there, you know, and I don't mean it in the real way. But why don't they just run as Democrats and see how that works out for them when you're running in a red state?
I don't know. I think it's like almost like an operative type of situation where they know that they have these different stances on things that are not quite Republican, but they're running as Republicans so they can get in the back door.
It makes me sick. It really does. I mean, if you're going to be, I say it about the Missouri legislators. Why don't I say it about the U.S. senators and U.S. representatives? If you're going to run as a Republican, be a conservative, because that's how it's supposed to be. Republican, conservative, Democrats, left-wing, loony liberals.
And we're talking about topics right now that I don't have any of the information in front of me. But Mike Johnson, look at him right now. I mean, this is amazing what he's doing.
What happened to him?
I don't know. I mean, he's basically giving it everything up. He's just giving everything that the Democrats want.
Something happens when you walk into the Capitol building, either as a new representative or a new senator, or Mike Johnson, as he's in a new post he's never had before, as Speaker of the House. Something happens.
I'm going to stop them. That's the way he was.
There's some kind of, I don't know, interrogation or, you know, torture that goes on, you know, to they waterboard him to tell him what he's going to do. I mean, something is really weird how he went from what you're talking about. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
And then he gets there and nothing happens. So something happens. There's something going on.
I think that maybe they have a dossier on every single person that comes into Congress and every single. I bet they have a dossier on every person who's even aspiring, who's running for the job.
I bet they have a dossier on you and me.
And then if something happens or raises their profile, they say, okay, come on in here.
Yep.
Okay, you're Speaker now. That's great. That's what. Hey, all right, you're Speaker. That's wonderful. Now, here's what you got to do. Oh, I'm not doing that. Okay, you will do it because here's why. I'm
gonna spill the beans.
Boom.
Right. All right. So let's do something that is not an official thing that we do just for fun today. We always play me some Biden. We're gonna give you a bonus edition of Play Me Some Biden coming up in a bit. But Ken, how about Play Me Some Trump? Right.
Yeah. There we go.
The border is really the biggest issue on voters' minds right now.
No, it's climate change.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Wow. I got that completely backwards.
I'm sorry, Vic.
No, but you're being funny and you're being good and funny. But the thing is that, you know, they're letting all these immigrants come in and they don't realize that hopefully in the end it will hurt them instead of help them.
Yeah.
So Ken, play me some Trump.
We have to get the vote out. We have to show support because we are right now confronted with the worst president in the history of our country. There's nobody been so bad with the open borders. Millions of people are coming into our country from prisons and jails, from mental institutions, from insane asylums. They're being emptied out all over the world, and terrorists are pouring into our country. Drug dealers are pouring into our country. There's never been anything like it at levels that no country has ever seen, not just us. No country has ever seen. And if you look back 4 years ago, three and a half, but 4 years ago, we had the safest border, the best border. I built 571 miles of wall. We're ready to install another 200, which is much more than I said I was going to do. And we had the safest border in history. Now we have the worst border in the history of the world.
That's all true.
Yeah. Aside from the information that he threw at us, I mean, like a ton of different things. Notice he spent, 45 seconds? Talking about many, many different topics and keeping them very coherent.
Right.
Contrast that with what we hear about the 6 second to 9 second clips we get from Biden every day.
Yeah. I think you're wrong, Ken. I think really, 13. I think you're wrong because I think that Donald Trump is not more like now than he was 4 years ago. Let's ask CNN about that.
This is viewed favorably across Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. In the 2020 exit polls, what do we see? 50% of voters view Joe Biden on average favorably in those states compared to just 45% for Donald Trump. Look at the Joe Biden trend line where he is now. Joe Biden is far less like than he was 4 years ago. Just 43% of voters now view Joe Biden favorably in these states. And Donald Trump, despite everything that has happened, is actually slightly more liked. 47% favorable rating. So this isn't just the lesser of two evils that's going on. The fact is that Donald Trump is, in fact, better liked than he was 4 years ago and is better liked than Joe Biden is right now in these battleground states. It's pretty gosh darn clear.
No, look.
How dare you?
Listen, did you notice he said, even though with all the things that's happened,
very vague, nothing specific,
right?
Because none of these charges are real,
right?
And none of these charges are credible. I like how he vagued his way out of that.
Right. No, I totally agree with that.
All right, so that's CNN. But NBC, there's no way that NBC said anything positive about Trump, did they?
I wonder about that.
Let's see. Sometime this month.
We talk about the erosion for Biden, and now you start to see it. Look at these numbers. Trump advantages on all of these traits.
And I stop here because competent and effective, that was President Biden's, the crux of his campaign pitch back in 2020.
And we actually polled this question in 2020, and it was basically the exact opposite. It was Biden with about a 10-point advantage over Trump. And again, same with handling a crisis. Biden had the edge over Trump. And how about this? It's the former president, the current president. We don't really see matchups like this. Well, now we can measure it. Who has the strong record as president? And again, Trump outpacing Biden on that front. And again, you got to mention this one too, necessary mental and physical health. We asked this 4 years ago. It was a wash. It's now a clear liability for Joe Biden. So these are all troubling numbers for Biden.
Yeah, but can't that was that Newsmax? Was that Newsmax, Fox News? Was that OAN?
No.
Oh. Are you kidding me? It was NBC. Wow. So that's why they even know about it.
I think people are starting to, well, the media, you know, they've got a reason why they're doing this. There's a reason why they're actually starting to push back a little bit on Biden. One of the biggest things right now that are happening that I think really needs to be touched on by the media and by everybody on social media as well is the fact that Joe Biden is unwilling to debate Donald Trump. And Donald Trump every day, at some point, he needs to say, yeah, Joe, I'm calling you out. You needed to debate me. Eventually, people are going to start talking about that more.
Yep. All right. You got Joey ready? I got a message from my friend Grant. He said, yo, Vic, you have a new listener. Julie works with me in my department. Can you give her a special welcome as part of the audience? Well, Julie, can you welcome Julie to the show?
Hey. How you doing?
Julie, how you doing? Nice to have you with us. Grant, thanks so much for turning her on to this madness. Now, when we get back, something that we actually really do, which is play me some Biden, and that's next on 101.9 and 94.1 News Talk STL, number one for live and local conservative talk.
Yeah!
For podcasts, articles, and more, find us on newstalkstl.com.
Mark Harder from the St. Louis County Council is going to join us at 10:41 today just to see what's going on. I would be shocked if the crazy pro-Hamas protesters weren't trying to disrupt things last night.
Yeah.
I mean, they're everywhere else. They're everywhere else.
Yeah, just trade those flags with swastikas, and that's what's happening right now.
Did you see the Maplewood story with the people with the Israeli flag outside their house? And somebody came and you know, drew all over it and disgraced the flag?
No, I didn't see it.
It's all on the Ring camera. It's all on the people's Ring camera.
Oh, good.
Perfect. Goes up. They take out a marker, and then they wrote all over the Israeli flag.
Did they see their face?
He's got a hoodie on. You know, no. Not very well, no. But it's still not good. So Mark will join us at 10:41. Speaker Jim Jones at 10:05. We'll talk to the speaker about many things, including we'll get his take on the Denny Hoskins, Jay Ashcroft little rumble that they had at the Lincoln Days last Friday.
Yeah.
Just to say, you know, just see what his take was, because I know they talked to Denny, too.
Yeah, well,
sorry,
of course.
Sorry. I know they talked to the senator, too.
Yes.
We get too close to these situations sometimes and too familiar. And we'll talk to the Secretary of State on Friday. So we'll see if we can get to the bottom of that. Donna Jackson coming up at 9:41 from Project 21. She says the Title IX rewrite threatens 50 years of advancements in women's and girls' sports. And she also says that black women will be hurt the most.
And I want to find out what she means by that. That's very interesting.
Yeah. She always has a great take on stuff. One of our absolutely favorite guests right now. Complimentary with the price of your radio, a bonus edition of Play Me Some Biden. Joe, don't fall two times in 1 week. Don't push it. Oh my God. You know what? How does he How does he make it around the house? Really? Remember the dog bit him in the bathroom that time?
Yeah, well, the dog bit everybody, but yeah.
I don't even think that was Commander.
Oh, really?
I think that was a different dog. Okay. Because that's what he does, you know? He can't handle the dog, can't get the dog trained, can't train this guy, get rid of him, give me another one.
Well, the dog probably can't figure him out when he's trying to talk to him.
And that Commander, the new dog, he bit like, I don't know, 20 Secret Service officers. You know? Let me tell you, training a dog is hard. We're doing it. We're in the middle of it right now with Sally, you know?
Yeah, but she loved you. I mean, there's a reason why that dog is biting everybody. And you actually saw it on a video. Joe was like yanking him or kicked him or something. Something happened.
Well, that's out of the question.
Yeah.
You don't hit the dog. You don't even yell at the dog, okay? Because it's not their fault. Half the things that they do that are wrong is not their fault, right? Sally ate one of Jessica's flip-flops the other day, you know, because it was laying around and she chewed it up. And you can't yell at her. If you leave things around, they're going to... Anyway, I'm sorry. Training the dog is not easy. I'm telling you right now, it's not easy. Right now, the big problem with Sally is, because when she was a puppy, she didn't know any better. She just went out in the yard, ran around, did zoomies out in the yard, and then ran back in the house. Now she's getting a little older and a little wiser, and she's just gone. She just runs two houses away, you know.
Oh, so she goes beyond the fence now?
Way past the fence.
Oh, so it was working, but it's not anymore.
You're talking about the electric fence?
Yeah.
Not working.
Oh,
something. I'm hearing it beep. You know, I said, call the guy and tell him if it's like the electric chair, if he can put that much electricity through her when she tries to go out, because it's frustrating and you can't yell at them when it's so hard. Anyway, Commander is not trained. Commander bites people. How did we get there? Oh, because Joe walking around the house, because we're doing a bonus edition of Play Me Some Biden.
Exactly.
All right. Can you get us going here? Play Me Some Biden.
In a sense, I don't know why we're surprised by Trump. How many times does he have to prove we can't be trusted?
Wow. He's right. Can you play it again? Can you save that, by the way, for all time? Yeah. Play that again.
In a sense, I don't know why we're surprised by Trump. How many times does he have to prove we can't be trusted?
He's got to prove we can't be trusted all the time.
I wanted you to play it again because I wanted to make sure I heard it right. You know, I don't want to assume that I heard something that wasn't there, but he said,
How many times do you have to prove we can't be trusted?
Wow!
How many times we can't be trusted?
And when he, again, think about being part of his staff, right? Being an aide of his, right? And you send him out to go do an interview on TV, like Telemundo or, you know, and you're like, oh my God, what is he going to say? Right? I mean, they must take like Pepto-Bismol 24/7.
Well, kind of an analogy with sports, you know, as a pitcher. I had a catcher, man. I knew that when he was out there with me, we were in sync. He was on. He was going to get the wild pitch if I threw one. And then you got the other guy who just started, and you're like, every time you go out there, you're like biting your fingernails.
Yeah, exactly. Exact same feeling, you know, except this time a little bit more at stake.
A little bit.
Right?
Yeah.
The leader of the free world.
Yeah.
You send him out to do a press conference or an interview or to walk up the stairs of Air Force One, and you're just, oh my God, please don't do anything stupid. And he does every time. And how many times do they have to prove that they can't be trusted? That's what he said. So we're right.
And how many times do you have to prove we can't be trusted?
Is that called a Freudian slip? Is that what that's called? That's great.
That's called incompetency.
and you're right, Ken. Incompetency and they can't be trusted.
Right.
Evil plus incompetence equals MC squared or something.
Right.
All right, Ken, play me some Biden.
Besides, I used to drive an 18-wheeler.
I used to drive a tractor trailer.
Oh, awesome.
And so I knew a little bit about driving big trucks.
No, that's great.
But anyway, I only did it for part of a summer.
Oh, okay.
But I got my license into it.
Hold on.
This has been debunked.
Do we need to really go do any research to say that it's debunked? Did you hear the very end? He only did it for half a summer.
Yeah. But he got his license.
Got his CDL license.
Right, right.
For half a summer. So, Mr. Biden, you're applying for your CDL license. How long do you intend to use this?
Like 10 years.
Half the summer? Okay. Oh. That's great. Like a summer job? His summer job was driving an 18-wheeler?
Getting a CDL. You know what kind of training it requires for that?
Not to mention, these guys drive across the country.
Yes.
Eastbound and down.
Right.
Which could take, one drive could take you half a summer. Do you remember the whole Big Mama story? about the truck driving lady that's name was Big Mama?
Yeah, he referred to her, yeah.
Wow.
And they've proven it's not true.
And who's the guy who was with him, by the way? Wow. Really? Wow.
Well, I think the reason on that second clip, those were two different clips. I just put them together.
Yeah, yeah.
But the guy started almost like he was going to get into a conversation with him about the truck and driving and all that stuff. And Biden's like, well, it was only for half the summer. I got my license, but,
No follow-up questions, please.
Yeah, don't follow up on that.
All right. Can we get to one more? All right, Kenny, play me some Biden.
By the way, parenthetically, my state of Delaware, which everybody thinks is a wealthy state, I live in a place called Claymont, Delaware. It's in that arc that goes up into Philadelphia, into Pennsylvania, into the Delaware River. More energy plants, more oil refineries than anywhere, including Houston, Texas. And I lived in just literally the school I went to was literally a quarter mile from that border. And the prevailing winds were southeast where we live. So there was never any incentive for the Pennsylvanians to move to do something, but it affected Delaware. We had the highest cancer rate in the 1970s of any state in the nation. And guess what? A lot of us, from me included, ended up with bronchial asthma and many other diseases.
He was going to say cancer.
Yeah, almost.
He was going to say cancer.
Almost.
Bronchial asthma. So you know what? I told you the other night when Jessica and I heard him say that Delaware had the highest rate of cancer in the 1970s. I said to my wife, "I'll bet you that's not true." And she's like research maniac. She looked it up. Sure enough, not even in the top 30 of cancer. And
there you are.
I just caught something else that I bet's not true. I'll bet there weren't more refineries in Delaware than in Houston.
Yeah.
So we'll have to look that up,
yeah.
All right, that's all the time we have for your bonus edition of Play Me Some Biden. You lucky devil. Two Play Me Some Bidens in 1 week. What other radio show is going to give you that? None. All right, up next, Donna Jackson from Project 21 and the National Center for Public Policy Research. She says that these Title IX rewrites are going to hurt black women and minority women in general who compete in sports. So we'll talk to Donna about that next on 101.9 and 94.1 News Talk STL, number one for live and local conservative talk.
For podcasts, articles, and more, find us on newstalkstl.com.
Be naive, Kay. Good morning. Welcome to 101.9, 94.1 News Talk STL. So listen, we're in the era of podcasts, right?
Right.
So when we do the show, if you came in the middle of a segment and you're like, wow, I wish I could hear the rest of that segment, you can, okay? You can hear the whole show if you want.
Yeah.
Right? Plus, Ken takes little clips and makes podcasts out of those. Kenny and I do the Porcelli's Deli Uncensored, which is a hoot. All found wherever you get your podcasts. Spotify, Ken likes that Pandora's Box. What's it called? Pandora's Box?
Pandora.
No Box?
No Box.
No Box or Pandora. Or wherever, Apple, whatever, wherever you get
Spotify,
your
podcasts. Spotify, Apple Plus. Or Apple. Yeah.
Just pick it up, listen to the podcast, and by the way, subscribe for us. If you like the show, hit the like button. If you don't like the show, what should they do?
Hit that button.
Hit the like button. We appreciate it. Just lie for us, okay? All right, let's get down to business here, okay? The rewrites of Title IX make no sense. Donna Jackson from Project 21, frequent contributor to the show. Donna, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me. It's always great to be back.
Donna, I hate to start this so seriously, but a girl is going to have to get killed in a sporting event for anybody to really say, wait a minute, maybe we shouldn't have rewrote these Title IX things.
You know, you're absolutely right, but, you know, here's what's problematic. The left will think that that's fine, that they have this notion that there's disposable people, and they don't care what happens to individuals. The thought that you have these athletes that have more muscle, who are stronger, competing against women, when women have fought so hard to be able to have the right to have their own sports, to be able to compete, to be able to be even acknowledged. And what do we have today? They've rewritten this Title IX in a way that there are women's there are men's sports, and then there's men's sports with men wearing women's clothing.
Right.
That's basically what you have.
Right. And
you have only men's sports.
Yeah. It's funny that, you know, years ago, like when we were kids, and when I was a kid was way before when you were a kid, but back when we were kids, if a boy was going to play baseball or something against a girl and maybe she got hurt, we used to call that guy a bully. Remember that? Remember when we called him a bully?
Now they just call them collateral damage.
Exactly. Yeah.
Marginalized.
Right.
Exactly right. You know, Mike Tyson is going to fight Jake Paul, they're going to have a match, I think, in November on Netflix, by the way. First live sporting event on Netflix. And I had said many times, maybe Mike Tyson should put on a dress and say he identifies as a female, right, and get into a ring with a female boxer, and he could possibly kill her with one punch.
Yeah.
And then I would love to see what the left has to say about that. You know, you talk about collateral damage. Can they really go that route if somebody gets killed in a boxing ring?
I mean, I don't put anything past them. Listen, they're always waiting for, you know, some tragedy to capitalize on.
Yeah.
That's the reason why you have all the chaos on the college campuses. They want some people to die because then they can campaign on that. But you know what's egregious is, you know, now women have to go into a locker room with men who have everything, all of their parts intact. And if they say anything, they're the harassers. They're the ones that are going to be punished. You know, this is outrageous. I mean, the thought that some young girl would be subjected to that when they're probably not ready. You know, and then the problem is the girl that's complaining. And then the fact that there are so many women who probably worked really hard, played all of their lives to get these scholarships that they need to be able to go to college. And guess what? All of the officials are going to automatically favor the trans woman over that woman. You know, Riley Grimes, Riley, when she won, I mean, they tied. And they gave it to Leah Thompson, you know, the trans woman. And that's going to be the scenario all the time. So all of these women are going to lose their opportunity to get to go to college when their families can't afford it.
Like black women.
And then they, yeah, and black women especially, because they don't have, you know, we have lower home ownership rates. They don't have, you know, generational wealth. They can't borrow from their homes to be able to put their, you know, kids through college. So, you know, you're going to be, it's a disadvantage for minorities in particular. And I'm angry that minority women and all of these feminists are not speaking up on behalf of women. This is outrageous.
And Donna, this whole Title IX thing, it's going to bleed over into just society, because like what's happening right now, I don't know exactly where it was that happened, but on Planet Fitness, they've had it two different instances where, one, the woman was actually thrown out of her membership because she complained about a man being in the dressing room with a little girl in there. The other one, he actually got, a man was in there with, and I'll say it, an erection. Mm-hmm. And there was a little kid in there, mm-hmm. and then he actually got arrested. But they were both at Planet Fitness, so this is bleeding over into regular society.
Absolutely, you know, this is what's always problematic is they create a policy for government and public institutions. Private institutions, out of fear that it's going to happen, will automatically establish those rules even before they're required. So this is what's very problematic. It's 100% going to bleed over to the private sector. They're just going to get the jump because they feel like they have to because it's coming. And that's what's the most harmful. And this administration understands that. It's happening everywhere and it needs to stop.
I agree. Now, interestingly, this year, and I think this happened in a perfect year, the Caitlin Clark story, right? Player for Iowa, scored the most points of any Division I basketball player, including Pete Maravich, right? She was just incredible. She led the team to going to the finals of the NCAA basketball tournament. More people watched the women's final than the men's final. Let's start there. Caitlin Clark and the entire Iowa team, all women, all girl, right? Nothing male about any of those people. So I thought it was a great set. And do you know what I heard, Ken? Do you know I heard somebody say that Caitlin Clark's a flash in the pan? Did you know somebody said that?
Oh, that's
so stupid.
Crazy.
So now Dawn Staley says, yeah, if men want to play girl sports, it's fine. So all the work that Caitlin Clark and Iowa did, she just erased in one sentence. Why would she say something like that?
You know, that's the sentiment of the left, and it's unfortunate. They feel that way about every woman in every institution. You know, do you know that every major woman accolade has been awarded to a trans woman? And I think that their main primary goal is erasing women. That's what they want to do. They hate women. They don't want family formations. Anything that is able to bring life, they want to fight against it. So any accomplishments by any woman, irregardless of biological woman, irregardless of how much endeavor she put into it, is always going to be dismissed.
Yep.
And that, I think that's that Marxist ideology that they just hate, you know, the nuclear family. They think that that's the way morals in this country are passed down, and so they got attacked those people that are actually creating more families. So women have to be erased, and you know, it's outrageous. You know, I just can't speak. It bothers me so much. And the thing that bothers me the most is these women's rights organizations. You have the National Women's Organization.
Right.
Doesn't speak up on behalf of women.
Yep, you're right.
All of these, they say nothing.
Ken, I don't know if you heard Katie's rant on the National Organization for Women about a week ago with Tony.
Oh, she was mad.
Man, she was great. So mad and so pissed off, and she was so right. Where the hell is the National Organization for Women?
Yeah.
So something you mentioned there, Donna, and we have to close, I'm sorry, but destroying the nuclear family, that's Marxism 101. So you nailed that right on the head. And somebody's got to come to the front and say, you know what, they're trying to make us communist. And by the way, everybody, check a history book and see how communism did throughout the world. Donna Jackson, Project 21. I'm sorry, in 20 seconds, so have you testified in front of any committees in the last weeks or so?
Not recently, okay. But I have 6 invitations.
Okay. We want to talk to you when those happen. At National Center on Twitter, at Project 21 News, at Free Ent Project, and at Able Americans. And of course, Donna Jackson, you can find her at nationalcenter.org. Donna, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Oh, my pleasure, too.
She
nailed everything she said.
Oh, yeah.
Destroy the nuclear family. First thing, Marxism 101.
You got it.
All right, can we do something? Yes, I guess the answer is yes. okay, we need something, Ken. Whenever I need something, I come to you. You always get it done. We need, when there's a libturd in the chat box, we need a libturd alert. We need some sort of noise. Libturd!
Right.
Something like that, okay?
Yeah.
Because we got one.
Libturd.
Oh, my God. Duke was in first this morning. He said, good morning, all Patriot Vicheads. Chris says, good morning, gents. Ed, of course, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. He also says, no for elections.
No peace.
No for elections.
No peace.
So how do you want to handle this lip turn? Should I read them all at once?
Go ahead and read them. Just
all at once?
Yeah.
Okay. He says, pledge to the flag is not going to save you praying to the father's prayer that was saved. I don't even know what any of that means. There's no law saying that Joe Biden broke the law. This guy can't even write in English.
Come on, dude.
Trump is not about... he is not about prejudice. He hates Mexicans, blacks, even whites. And then he says, stupid-ass Trump lovers. And then Ed Stoyt responded with, we are civil here, no name calling.
Oh, that wouldn't stop him, though.
So Ed Stoyd said, the story that I tell in the podcast, the Uncensored podcast, I swear to God, true story. You know, they wouldn't give her the price that it said, so she crumpled it up, and it was just a blop of bread.
Yeah.
And now you'll get nothing for it.
Yeah.
You know, if you gave it to me, you'd make maybe 10, 20 cents less or whatever the price was, or even if it was a dollar. Now you'll get nothing.
Right.
You know? So Ed says, today Jessica will be arrested for damaging her loaf of bread.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
But if she just walked out with it, that would be okay. Oh, my God.
Now, there you go. There you go.
Jesus.
There are actually cities in Chicago, they had a rule that they would not arrest anybody if they stole less than $900 worth. Yeah.
Vicky says, I think you're in the wrong room. Rodden, whatever his name is. Thank you for your opinion. It's easy to look up and get the correct facts. You may have been misled by Wikipedia or Google. Try again.
What he's saying, though, is these are such basic things you could argue and dispute.
Right. Play me some Biden double doit week. Hey, guys, you should have double fall Fridays for old man Biden.
Yeah, really.
Sometimes fools say something correct. Thanks, Joe. That's when Joe said that we can't be trusted, meaning he,
right.
him.
Trump says we can't be trusted.
And he's right. Trump is right. Ed says half a summer, 45 to 60 days, LOL. Because Joe Biden learned he went through all that training, right?
Yeah.
The training is probably more than 45 to 60 days.
I would think it is because I've got my E-certification license. That's for chauffeur driving.
Yeah, chauffeur's license.
And a smaller truck.
Yeah.
And that took me some time.
And driving a truck, like an 18-wheeler, you know, it's not like a manual transmission in my
training.
Mazda 6.
That is training.
Right?
That's real training.
So we got all that training to work 45 days. Because my old dad used to say to me, train longer than you work.
That's
That'll
right,
make a lot
son.
Of money. Biden was probably driving a team of mules. He's probably right. It wasn't an 18-wheeler. It was 18-mueller. 18 mules. So Blue Train Bebop says, stop staring at me, Vic. Am I staring at somebody? What's going on here?
That sounds like something my brothers, when we were growing up, my brother Bob used to always say to my mom, Mom, he's looking at me.
Right.
He's looking. I go, I'm not looking at him.
So who got
and
in trouble?
He'd turn around and I would stare at
who
him.
Who got in trouble? You or him?
Oh, he did.
Yeah. That's the best part about it.
He was the youngest, though.
Yep. They should have their own category and play among themselves. And that's what it's been for years. Girls play against girls, boys play against boys. Good morning, everybody, from Tom. I'm going to skip Scooter for today. Good morning, gents and fellow Vic heads. Have a great day. Oh, no.
You're always picking on Scooter.
Well, he's a... All the things Trump is fighting are being done to him, not by him, yet he gets blamed for the chaos. Exactly,
yep,
right.
Exactly.
Jackie,
right.
Welcome to the chat box. Welcome to the show. Appreciate all you guys being there. All right, that's our number one. That went by pretty quickly. Speaker Tim Jones, director of the Freedom Caucus in Jefferson City, is next on 101.9 and 94.1 News Talk STL.
Whoosh.
For podcast articles and more, find us on newstalkstl.com.